Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, hallelujah. Don't we serve a good God?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know, the devil cannot stand us to worship in the Lord. He'll do anything to try to hinder the worship of God. He'll do anything to try to hinder the liberty that we have in the Lord. We'll look at some few verses of Scripture tonight, and then we're going to have a good altar service. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to worship the Lord continually, because His Word, as we hear His Word, it enables us to have liberty to worship Him more, and it builds our faith.
That's right.
And then there's people with needs, that's, their family has needs, you know, that we're going to pray about. We're going to see God move. Amen?
Amen.
If you would open up two openings, 1 Timothy, if you would, chapter 2. And Acts chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4. And we'll read a couple of verses of Scripture out of this second chapter of 1 Timothy and one verse out of Acts chapter 4 for a foundation. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, let's read in verse number 5 here. The Word of God says, "For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Oh, glory. Verse 6, "who gave himself a ransom for all." Say, that's me.
That's me.
Hallelujah. "Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Now, Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other than that Christ Jesus." Amen. "For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Pray with me. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, your grace, your mercy. We thank you for your presence. Lord, we ask right now, Lord, for this move of your Spirit to enlighten our eyes to receive truth. You said it's the truth that we know that makes us free, Lord. Help us seize the day. Help us seize every day in the name of Jesus and walk in the liberty, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We are that temple of the Holy Spirit, Father. Let us walk in that. We ask these things believing we receive, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight. The Lord laid on my heart the three C's. We're going to talk about coming to the Lord. We're going to talk about continuing in the Lord, amen, and then conquering by the Lord.
Yeah.
And if we'll do these three C's, it's a play on word. The Spirit of God said, if I'll do this every day, if you'll do this every day, we'll seize the day.
Yeah.
We'll seize the day. You see, the devil, he's a thief. He comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to take every day he can from you and I, every day he can from the believer. And so you and I, if we'll be in this place where we recognize Jesus as we did at the moment of salvation, but in the moment of every trial, every temptation, every struggle, every breath we take, if we'll put Jesus as that mediator. Come on, he's that force that brings us back to God. God's the answer for every situation. We can seize that day, amen? We can have victory in that day. Because you and I, we're not a defeated group of people. We're not a group of people that is going to barely make it into heaven. We're going to heaven triumphantly, victorious, by the blood of Jesus, amen? That blood that washed away our sin is that same blood that's going to hold us and keep us and take us all the way, amen? So let's talk about that tonight, if you would. Now, I love this verse of Scripture here in Timothy, where he reminds us, he said, there's one God, one mediator between God and men, and that is the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom, a redemptive price. He paid for my sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
He paid for every sin I would ever commit.
Amen.
He paid the price. Amen. There's no sin that you and I can be tricked into, we can walk into, or we can get involved in. I'm not talking about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, but I'm talking about sins tonight, that the price has not been paid. Amen.
Amen.
He paid it for us. He paid it. He was willing. He was willing. And when you and I look at that and understand that by the blood of Jesus that we have been forgiven.
Amen.
That we have been made in right standing with God. That name saved us. Amen?
Amen.
He said there was no other name under heaven. But now you and I, we go under the name of Christian. Under the name of Jesus Christ. We go under that. And so now as we're walking in this life, we've got to recognize and realize that even more now the devil hates us than he did before.
Yeah.
Because before he had a hold of us. He was controlling us. And he was taking us the way he wanted us to go. And we were his instrument. But now you and I, we're the instrument of the Almighty God.
Amen.
We're God's hand in the earth. Amen. We've been blood bought. We've been spirit filled. And now we've got a call on our life. And that call is to always stay in the place of where Jesus is mediating. Where he's taking you and I to God the Father. Amen. And if we're in that place, and we're in that place where we're standing under the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He said we were going to see salvation.
Amen.
Come on, that's salvation in every area of our life. You and I are to be overcomers. We're to be in that place of victory more and more as we are pruned and purged, as we're walking in the victory that Jesus died to give us. Amen? So let's talk about this tonight. Now, first of all, if I want to have victory in every situation, if I want to seize the day, if I want to make sure the devil doesn't get a day away from me, and I don't know how many days I've got left, but in my life in the past, I gave the devil a lot of days. Come on, I just freely gave them to him. But not anymore, amen? I'm going to hold on. I'm going to be a good steward what God's gave me. You're going to be a good steward what God's gave you. And we're going to come to Jesus. Now let's look at some verses. Go with me to John chapter 6. Let's look at down about verse number 35. Let's see how the words of Jesus, let's apply these three words. Come, continue, and conquer. Jesus says in John 6:35, I am, present tense, I am the bread of life. He that cometh, hallelujah, mark it down in your mind's eye, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
Amen.
That's our God.
Amen.
Our God, he looks at my needs every day. He looks at your needs every day, and he says, I have the answer. And he says, I have an avenue for you never to hunger and for never to thirst. Now, in the Greek, this is a very emphatic. It's a double negative, meaning at no time will I ever hunger in the Spirit. At no time will I ever thirst in the Spirit. Amen? In other words, it means that all situations, all struggles, all trials, all hardships, Jesus, if I'll come to Him, He has the answer. He has what I need, when I need it, in the proportion that I can take into my heart, my soul, my life. I'm going to seize the day because I'm going to come to Jesus and I'm going to take that daily bread. Amen? I'm going to let Him feed me exactly what I need, when I need it. You and I as a church, we got to be in a place where we let God feed us.
Amen.
Because if we're full, then we can feed somebody else. Amen?
Right.
I can't help nobody if I don't have anything to give them. You can't help anybody if you don't have anything to give, but you do. Amen? You've got the truth of Jesus. You've got your relationship. You've got the anointing working in your life. All of these things. But when I come to Jesus, I've got to come to Him and seize the day in the way that He wants me to.
Yes, amen.
It can't be according to what I want. This is how the devil works on young Christians especially. I remember when I first got saved, put conditions. Well, God, I'll do this if you'll do that. I'll do this if you'll work it this way. I'll serve you this way if you'll let me do it the way I want to do it.
Amen.
Jesus said, come. Come. He told me just to come to Him. Amen. And so we got to help those people around us and show them that there is a price to pay to come to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, when we start to build a tower, we need to count the cost.
Right.
Amen. And make sure we had sufficient funds to build it. There's a price to serving God.
Yeah.
There is. But it's well worth it. Amen?
Amen?
It's well worth it because there's joy and peace.
Praise
there's
God.
Things that you and I had never had experienced in the world before Jesus.
Amen.
But now, it's for us.
Yes.
It comes up inside of us. Now let's look at some conditions here. Now, look at how Jesus calls some of His servants. Go with me to Matthew chapter 4. And as He calls Andrew and Peter, look here in verse 19 in Matthew chapter 4, he says, "And he saith unto them, unto Peter and Andrew, he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." In other words, come.
Uh-huh.
Come. He said, right now you're about your own business.
Right.
You're fishing in the natural. I'm going to make you a fisher in the spiritual.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And so they had to what? They had to lay aside what they understood,
yeah,
what they wanted. And if they would come to him, he would be the bread.
Right.
He would be the water.
Yeah.
He would enable them to seize the day.
Yeah.
And so I've got to come to Jesus in the way, in the fashion that he wants me to. And I've got to put him first.
Yeah.
And if I do that, then he's going to meet my every need.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
If I just come to him half-heartedly, then when the trials and the troubles and the struggles of life come and I fall, I give a bad name, a bad reflection to Jesus.
That's right.
I've got to come to him with my whole heart.
Amen.
He won't accept anything but my whole heart. Amen? He wants my all. He wants your all. Now turn over to Matthew 9:9. Second witness.
Thank you, Jesus.
He calls Levi here, Matthew. Look what he says in Matthew 9:9. "And Jesus passed forth from thence, and he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him," what? "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. He didn't ask any questions.
Right.
Come on, this is instruction for us. We've got to help people that's going to church with us, that's our neighbors, our friends, that is wanting to know about Jesus. Amen. We've got to tell them, if you'll just trust Jesus, if you'll give him your all, he'll take care of everything. We've got examples here where they gave up on everything they knew, everything they trusted in, and they said, "I'm going to come to Jesus. I'm going to let him be my bread. I'm going to let him be my water. I'm going to let him be my life. I'm going to let him cause me to have what I need in the fullness that he wants." Our God is wanting to bless us. Amen. Our God is wanting to anoint us. But he can't do that if I'm not willing to follow him in his conditions. If I'm not willing to follow him under his mandate. Amen. And he wants a church tonight to come to him and say, "Lord, here I am. I may not understand the call completely. I may not know where the call's taking me. But I know that you love me with an everlasting love, a perfect love, and I'm willing to." That's faith.
Amen.
Come on, we talk about faith. We got to serve God in faith. And if I'm going to seize the day, I've got to come to him in every situation. Amen?
Amen.
Remember the rich young ruler in Luke 18 from one place? He come to Jesus, but he wanted to come to Jesus under his conditions. Come on.
That's right.
Let's read that. Luke 18:22. Let's read that. And get that in our spirit. He said in Luke 18:22, Jesus said to him, "You lack one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me." Follow me. If I'm going to come to Jesus, if I'm going to seize the day, I've got to do it the way Jesus says to do it. Amen?
Yeah.
Now see, this is important because especially young Christians that you and I are going to have to help and help in many ways, that they've been told to do certain things,
yes,
and God didn't tell them to do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man told them to do it.
That's right.
And it's a hard thing when you try to put on the yoke of man. I've been there.
That's right.
And you can't enjoy your salvation. You can't enjoy the liberty of your Christian walk. Because it don't fit you.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to walk where somebody's laid out those stones? You know, made a pathway and they laid it out for them?
Yeah.
And you start walking on that and it's not comfortable.
Right.
God lays them out
right
to fit us.
Yeah.
Remember, Enoch walked with God. It fit perfectly. And when it got in perfect stride for stride, Enoch was not for what? God took him, amen?
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We're getting in a walk with the Lord. We're coming to God. We're seizing every day. And we're letting God be the one who makes the decisions. And we help people see that they serve God where he wants them, how he wants them, and not according to what some man might say. I might tell you something and I might miss it. If it don't bear witness with you, you just put it aside and say, "Okay, I'm going to pray about this."
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And if it don't bear witness with you, then it's no good to you. Amen? Because God don't miss it.
Amen.
God knows what you need. Amen. He knows where you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to serve. And don't let any person put a limit on you. Amen. Because God is a God that is more than enough. He's a God that can take what you and I give Him and He can expand it. He can anoint it. And He can destroy yokes where you can be the most effective person in this world that scares the devil. It puts hell on the run. Amen? This is how we're going to seize the days. We're going to come to God. We're going to come according to the way He wants us to. But then we've got to continue. Amen? We've got to continue. We can't let anything move us one way or the other. Look here with me. We're in Luke 18. Turn over to Luke 22. And see what Jesus said. Now I know He's talking to His 12 apostles here, but this is applicable to you and I. Luke 22:28, look what Jesus said. He said, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations." You and I, we're going to have temptations.
Amen.
That is He said, "You have continued." I love it. You know what? In the Greek, it's a Greek word that means that you have stayed in perfect, close relationship. Oh, glory. He said, even though I was going through this temptation, it means to be a proof. Like you would proof a metal. You know, you test it, see how strong it is. Brother Sonny, you know all about that. Be it working down at Lattice, you know all about, you know, your weld has to be a certain, you test it to see how it is. And that's what Jesus said. When I went through all those things, y'all stayed right with me. Well, that means you and I tonight, we're still walking with Jesus, amen? And we're going to go through trials and temptations and all these things, but we got to make up our mind in the trial, I'm going to continue with Jesus. That's why trials come in your life, they come in my life, because the devil is trying to move us away to where we come to. When we come to the bread of life, when we come to the water, the well of salvation that is inside of us, the devil wants to stop that, amen?
Yes,
but we're going to seize the day because we know that the trials are coming. We know the struggles are coming, but we know the one who overcomes them, amen?
Yes.
And so we're not going to let them move us away from what Jesus has for us.
Amen.
So in the midst of the trial, we praise God. In the midst of the trial, we thank God that on the other side, there's victory. Amen?
Amen?
But not only on the other side, there's victory in the middle of the trial.
Yeah.
It don't feel like it. It don't look like it. But our God said as long as we were hooked into Him, that we had what He had for us.
Right. Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so Jesus has never once experienced defeat. So I am not defeated no matter what the flesh feels like, no matter what the devil's telling me. Amen? You're not defeated. You're a victorious group of people. So we're going to continue. We're going to come to Jesus. We're going to continue. Not let anything move us away from it. Jesus said for us to continue in the trial. He said in John 8:31, look there with me. He said for us to continue in the Word. John 8:31. And Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, if you continue, so if there's a possibility that some would not, He said, if you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed. Come on now, we're talking about that there's going to be a trial to try to move you away from the Word.
Yes.
Try to move me away from the Word. So I've got to make up my mind, I'm going to continue in what Jesus said.
Yes.
Jesus said that I was what? That I was more than a conqueror. That you was more than a conqueror. Sometimes it don't feel like it.
Yes.
The devil tries to say, make us back up on our testimony.
Yes,
try to make us back up on what we believe. But we've got to continue and say, no, I am being disciplined. To be a disciple, it means to be disciplined in the Word.
Amen.
I'm going to let the Word have the final say, not the devil. Amen. I'm going to let the Word have the final say, not the situation. I'm going to seize the day and I'm going to hold on to Jesus. I'll come to Him. He's my bread. He's my water. He's my life. He's my all in all. And I'm going to continue in that truth. I'm going to continue in that revelation, and God's going to do it. He's going to bring it to pass. Amen? We've got to continue there. But the way I can continue through the trial and hold on to the Word of God, I've got to make up my mind that I've got to keep praying. Look at Colossians 4:2. He gives us another admonition. He said, continue. Colossians 4:2. He said, continue in prayer and in watching. Continue in prayer and in watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue.
Yeah.
I've got to stay. That's going to be my source of strength. The amount I'm willing to pray will determine the amount of strength I have in my life. Because the more I pray, the more God can put strength in me. Because when I pray, then the Spirit of God brings that word that I'm continuing in. He brings that up to me. The Spirit of God reminds me of what He said. Amen? Come on, prayer's two ways. We tell God the trouble. And then the Holy Ghost tells us the answer. Tells us the word. Amen? And that word comes alive in us. And then we say what God says. And we stand up strong. And it pushes the devil back. Amen? This is how we seize the day. We come to Jesus. We continue in the things that Jesus has taught us. We're not a forgetful hearer. Remember He told James, He said, you can't be a forgetful hearer. You've got to be a doer of the Word of God. Amen? We've got to hold on to it. And what is the key to all of this? We've got to continue in God's love.
Amen.
Come on now. John 15:9. Read it with me. Lay your eyes on the Word. I'm trying to hurry through these verses of Scripture to get a foundation before we can have a time to put this into practice in the altar. John 15:9, look what Jesus said. Red letter. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Now look at this. As the Father. Can you get that? Can I get that in my heart and understand that? The same way that God and Jesus love each other, they love you. In as much.
Amen.
Just as much.
Yes.
Now, think about this. God is love.
Right.
So, God loved you just as much from the moment you were born and grew up and sinned as He loves you tonight.
Yes.
God's love doesn't change.
Right.
It's as much.
That's right.
Now, think about that. That means that's why nothing can separate you and I from the love of God. Because it's not according to what we've done, it's according to God's character, who God is, amen? But as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Oh, come on now. If I'm going to seize every day, I've got to stay in the love of God. Every day it's going to be a struggle. The devil's going to come and he's going to hit you on the hand. He's going to rub that sore spot in your heart. That area where fear is trying to work, anxiety's there, nervousness, little resentment, whatever it might be, he's going to punch those buttons.
That's right.
And he's going to try to pull you out of the love of God because he wants to steal that day from you.
Right.
But the way you and I seize the day is that we have come to God.
And
because we come to God by Jesus, the Holy Spirit come and live inside of us, the temple of the Spirit of God, and He puts the love of God in our heart. So what God gave us, the devil can't take away, amen? And you and I, we abide in that. We continue in the love of God. When the flesh starts saying, oh, I don't like this, I don't like them, we say, shut up flesh in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm dependent upon the Spirit of God to give me strength. Come on, He said He would give us, we could do all things through Christ. He would give us the strength, amen? So that means I can love because it's not me loving, it's God that's loving through me. Oh, hallelujah, we're talking about victory now. We're talking about seizing every day, enjoying the lives that God has gave us, enjoying the days that God's given us, not letting the devil take it away from us, continuing therein. Because He said that if we loved our brother, it was a sign of what? That we were His disciples.
Yeah.
He said, by this love, shall all men know.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. That you and I are disciples.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Well, remember, I'm a disciple, you're a disciple because we are following Jesus according to His conditions.
Amen.
Not according to mine.
That's right. Yeah.
That means even if they talk about me, I love them.
Amen.
Because it's not me that's loving them. It's God. Does my flesh like it? No. Does my mind have trouble with it? Yes. But does God help me with the Spirit? Yes. Now we're talking about love covers a multitude of sins. Love never what? It never fails. Now we're talking about letting God build a church that brings healing to people who have fallen out of the church because things that have been said, things that have been done, things that have not been done.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now, we're talking about seizing the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. You and I are going to be glad. We're going to rejoice in it. And we're going to see God glorified. And we're going to see relationships restored. We're going to see people brought back into the sheepfold. We're going to see Jesus go out to that one, amen, and bring them in. And how's He going to go out? He's going to use you.
Yes.
Because you're going to seize the day. You're going to recognize, realize, and understand that you've been deputized, authorized from heaven to do the work and the will and the plan of God, and it's going to get done because it's not up to you, it's up to the one who lives in you. Amen? Oh, glory. Now, this is what we're talking about. How to seize every day. How to let God be God. We're going to come to God. We're going to continue in God. And then you and I are going to conquer. We're going to conquer by God. Go with me to the book of Revelation. Not to pull this verse out of Scripture, I mean out of context, but this Scripture just tells us about the power of Jesus. Go to Revelation 5:5 with me. Hallelujah. This is when they're fixing to open up the book. It's got the seven seals on it. And look what it says, Revelation 5:5. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. This word weep not, it means this uncontrollable sobbing, okay? Behold, the line, come on, of Jesus, this is Jesus, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed, underline it in your Bible, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now, I know we're talking about prophecy here, and we're talking about what's going to take place, but if that's going to take place then, guess what? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ is. So He's got the victory today. Amen?
Amen.
So it said that He prevailed. Now, this is from a Greek word, nikano, and it means to conquer.
Right.
It means to get the victory. Jesus has the victory, amen? He has the victory that's going to take us all to heaven. He has the victory that's going to bring to very close this dispensation of time that we know it, that will destroy the devil.
Amen?
That's going to take us to heaven.
Amen.
So if He has that, and it's going to take us to heaven, then you and I have got the victory tonight. Amen? But we've got to believe it. We've got to receive it, and we've got to walk in it.
Amen?
Okay, so how am I going to seize every day? How am I going to walk in this conquering power? I've got to recognize and realize that there's a devil.
Right.
But I'm going to exalt Jesus above the devil. Amen?
Yeah.
Look at chapter 6. It talks about, and starting in verse 2, and I saw and behold a white horse. Come on, the devil's an imitator. And he that sat on him had a bowl. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth what? Conquering and to conquer. Same Greek word, nikano, getting the victory. The devil will conquer some people. Say, that's not me.
That's not me.
No. Because you and I, we're looking at the white horse that has the bow and he has the arrows. He has it all, amen. On his name is written. Faithful and true.
Yes.
Come on, His name is the Word of God. His name is Jesus Christ. He's our Lord and our Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus has defeated. Hebrews 2:14 says that the devil has been destroyed. His works has been destroyed by Jesus.
Yes.
He's been conquered. Yes, we're going to battle him. Not. We're not going to be a part of it, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to have to battle him in this life.
Yes.
But Jesus, because of him, we have the victory.
That's right.
He has prevailed. So how do I seize the day? I come to every situation to Jesus. And then I ask the Spirit of God to give me a word to continue in that situation. And then by that word, I conquer. Amen? It's not me, but the word conquers through me because I overcome the world, hell, by my faith.
Amen.
Come on, that's what John wrote in his epistle, that we overcome the world by our faith.
Amen.
We're talking about seizing every day,
right.
Changing cycles, not being a defeated church, not being a defeated Christian, walking with our head held high, a smile on our face, a joy in our heart, knowing that if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's look at that. Read it with me. Go with me to Romans chapter 8. Let's see what the Word says. Come on, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. It puts a picture, an image on the inside of us of pure victory. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, you know the verse of Scripture very well. Verse number 31. What shall we say? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Conquering. Amen. Now look at verse 37. He said, nay, in all things, we are more than. All things. More than. This here is, it puts in front of that Nikeno, it puts the word hooper, which means to superabound in victory.
Yes. Yes.
Just remember Jesus went and he made a show of the Colossians chapter 2, a show of the devil openly. That's what he did. He went and he took the spoils away from the devil. That's what this is talking about. You and I are to walk in, not letting the thief steal from us, but we go into the devil's camp, and we take back what God has for us, and then we distribute it among those who are coming into the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us.
Yeah.
Come on, because of the love of God, I can seize the day. Because of the love of God, you can seize the day.
That's right.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Glory. We're talking about an overcoming church, an overcoming Christian that seizes every day in Christ Jesus. We hit our knees. We come to the Lord first thing every day. And then we get a word. And we continue in that word. And then we walk conquering by that word. Amen.
Yes.
We're talking about going into the realm of darkness and pulling those people who are lost out. You realize that tomorrow you can get up and God can give you a word. And you can walk out in your day and that word can be the one thing that brings that person into Christ Jesus that otherwise would never have a hope of what you have tonight. A hope of eternal life. A hope of forgiveness of sins. A hope of the very infilling of the Spirit of God and healing to your bodies and minds. Amen?
That's right.
That's ours tonight. That's why we got to make sure that we seize every day.
Yes.
One last verse of Scripture. Go with me to Luke chapter 10. Let's read this and get this in our spirit. The devil cannot stand that this is written in the Word of God. Look at starting in verse 17. Jesus had sent His 70 out. This is a type of you and I. He sent the 12 out, which is a type of the 12 tribes. He sends the 70 out, which is a type of the Gentile church, I believe. My opinion, you can take it or leave it. But in Luke 10:17, look at this. And the 70 returned again with sadness.
No.
How'd they come back? With joy. Luke 10:17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name.
Yes.
Oh, Shalom, my God. You and I, we're allowed to use the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And we have victory over the enemy. Look at this. And He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He lost his power. Come on. Remember, Revelation chapter 12, he got kicked out. Behold, Jesus is talking to you tonight. Say, this is me. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits, who's he talking about? These evil spirits, that the spirits are subject unto you. Don't rejoice about that, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. Come on now. We're talking about seizing the day. The devil comes against you, you meet it head on, and you use the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, no you don't, devil. You get your hands off my family. You get your hands off my mind. You get your hands off my body. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. I bind you.
Amen.
And then you walk. You walk by faith, amen, in the victory. And you enjoy the day that the Lord has made. The devil didn't make it. God made it. And He gave it to us to be glad in. Amen? Father, we thank You for Your goodness and Your grace. I thank You, Lord, for Your precious Word. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, let this Word, let it be received down deep in our hearts, in the seedbed. Let it produce faith. And with that faith, that there be corresponding action. It does us no good to hear the Word if we don't act on the Word. Lord, let us take this Word and let us act on it. Let us walk in victory. Let us walk in joy. Let us walk in love. Let us walk as You walk, Lord, in the earth. Changing people's lives. Let it be, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would everyone come? We're all Christians here. Let's come. Let's spend some time at the altar. Let's rejoice that God's gave us a word of victory. And let's ask God what He wants us to do. Come on, we're a victorious group of people. There's people that's lost out there, and they need what You've got, amen? Ask Him to show you where to go, where to walk, your steps are ordered. Ask Him to loose your mouth, because you open your mouth, and God said, I'll fill it, amen? And it'll see people's lives changed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord.
Praise him in the morning, praise him at night. Hallelujah to God. Praise
Jesus, you be with me this night.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, won't you be by your power and your spirit. Let the rest upon this child, this servant this night. Lord, see the need before we ever come to you.
Lord, thank you.
Yeah, need the healing in her body.
Sounds like it's going to be a good one.
Amen.
Amen.
If there's no other announcements, I guess at this time we'll stand. And Brother Bill, I'll ask you to dismiss us in prayer.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the many blessings. We thank you for this day. We ask you to bless each one, Lord. Go with us, God, and keep us.
Thank you, Lord.
One at a time, we give you all praise, Lord, in Jesus' name.